possible during a call.
Hello, Sam's customer support. How may I help you?
This is customer service, right?
Yes, ma'am. Hello.
And what company is this? I just want to make sure I'm calling the right people.
We're actually a third-party call center that handles different companies' accounts. But I can see if we can pull up an account for you, if you wouldn't mind providing me with your
I
zip code.
see. Okay, then. I am calling the right place.
All right. Yes, ma'am. Would you mind providing me with your zip code? I'll see if I can
I'm
pull up an
sorry.
account for
I
you.
didn't catch your name. What was it again?
I'm sorry, what was that? You were kind of breaking up.
I'm actually calling to complain.
Okay.
Are you the person I need to make the complaint to?
What was the complaint about?
And the complaint goes to you. Are you sure?
No, I was saying did you have like an account or you just had like a complaint?
Are you even qualified to hear what I have to say?
Ma'am, do you have like an account with us or like I'm saying, do you just need someone like to hear your complaint?
Because this complaint is quite serious, almost as serious as a heart attack.
So, ma'am, that's what I'm saying. Do you need like an account or a service to an account or do you just need to talk to someone or and make a complaint?
One of your employees was rude.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I called to this establishment and they did nothing. Nothing to help me.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So, I'll
That's right. Absolutely nothing.
So, did you want me to try to help you out or?
Hold on. They did do one thing. They gave me attitude the entire time. Attitude.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I am sorry about that. Did you want me to try
Which
to?
you're starting to give me now. This is a complaint on that person, but I might make one on you too.
Okay, ma'am. I do apologize. If you were offended by something I
My
said.
question is, are you going to help me or not?
That's what I was saying, ma'am. Did you want me to try to help you pull up an account?
Because I don't want to waste my time talking to the wrong person.
Ma'am, that's what I'm confused about. So did you just need to make a complaint or did you want like someone to help you with your an account?
Fine. What kind of information do you need from me?
If you have an account, we would need your zip code to pull up an account for you.
I already told my name. You were messed up by my phone number.
It would be easier to look it up by your zip code, ma'am.
I feel like you have enough information to look into your computer to see who I am.
I don't have any information on you besides the phone number that you just called in on.
Look, what you can do right now complaints about your employee named Peter.
All right. So now I'm gonna go ahead and transfer you to a supervisor, so that they can hear your complaint.
Yes, that's right.
What was your first and last name?
He didn't do anything, and yet he ruined everything. Everything.
All right, man. What was your name?
Oh my God. Are you listening?
Yes, ma'am, but I'm a regular employee. I can't do anything to I'm going to transfer you to a supervisor so that you can so they can hear your complaint.
Are you the person I'm supposed to be talking to about this right now?
No, ma'am, that's why I'm going to transfer you to a supervisor.
I'm just asking because the way you are acting right now seems like you and Peter are just buddies.
So ma'am, what would you like me to do today for you?
Seems like you don't want your buddy, Peter, to get in trouble. Is that right?
Ma'am, I don't even know who Peter is.
Well, then why aren't you helping me? I'm trying to make
Why are we doing what?
complaint. Look, you and Peter are doing the same thing right now. You do absolutely nothing to me.
So, ma'am, I'm trying to transfer you to a supervisor so that you can voice your, complaint, but I need your name so they'll know.
I mean, honest, how did they even train you guys in this call center over there? Oh my God.
Right, ma'am. So did you want your complaint heard, or I mean, 'cause there's nothing much else I can do for you besides transfer
You
you to a
do
supervisor.
understand the customer is always right, correct?
Yes, ma'am, I understand.
I am paying for a service, which means I'm paying for your salary. Work for it. Oh my God. Do I need to make a complaint on you as well?
Ma'am, I'm trying to transfer you to a supervisor so that you can.
All I know is that Peter started all this. If you want to be mad at somebody, be mad at Peter, not at me, him.
So, ma'am, would you like to speak with the supervisor?
Oh my God, what is your Yelp score? Have you even heard of Yelp? How many stars does your business even have?
Ma'am, that's irrelevant at this time. I just wanted to transfer you to a supervisor so they can hear your complaint. What was your name?
Well, you can just guess how many stars I'm going to be giving you. I mean, if I could, I'd give you guys no stars at all.
All right, ma'am. So I'm gonna go ahead and transfer you over to a supervisor. Thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great rest of your day.
One star review rating coming right up. Ugh.